Here with your latest RTL Today news, I'm John Baker. The starting point for the latest edition of the Cosmopoly debate was that in 2025, nearly 20% of Luxembourg's population is now considered at risk of poverty, a figure that would have seemed unthinkable only a few years ago. The team and their guests set out to understand how the country reached this point with Maurice Fick from RTL Infos, noting that Luxembourg has been brought back to reality and no longer resembles the paradise it once was perceived to be. 2025 marked a turning point as well for Luxembourg's defence sector, as Defence Minister Eurico Backes stressed that the country's collective security now depends more than ever on the voluntary commitment of the men and women serving in the armed forces, and that Luxembourg is entering a new defence era, committing to major capability upgrades, higher spending, and significant troop increases as Europe rearms and in response to global instability and shifting US reliability. A new Eurostat study found that 42.5% of Luxembourg residents aged 16 to 74 made use of generative AI tools last year, compared with an EU-wide average of just 32.7%. Generative AI refers to applications such as text, image, or code generators that create new content based on user prompts, and across the EU, most people who use the tool did so for personal purposes. In international news, Russia's investigative committee, which examines major crimes, said it had opened a probe into the murder of Lieutenant General Fanil Savarov, who was head of the training department within the general staff. The possibility that the attack was linked to Ukrainian special forces was among the lines of inquiry. The two suspects in a deadly mass shooting at Australia's Bondi Beach carried out tactical training in the countryside, police have announced, adding that the suspects meticulously planned the attack for months, releasing pictures showing them firing shotguns and moving in what they described as a tactical manner. The Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, has apologised to the country's Jewish community and vowed tougher laws against extremism. Sports now, and we start with cricket. New Zealand crushed the West Indies by 323 runs today to win the third test at Mount Maunganui in a 2-0 series victory, with Jacob Duffy's 5-wicket haul proving crucial. The hosts set a target of 462 and bowled out the tourists for 138, wrapping up the innings 4 overs after tea following a dramatic collapse either side of lunch. And finally, basketball. Jalen Brunson scored a season-high 47 points as the New York Knicks toppled the Miami Heat 132 to 125 yesterday. Star point guard Brunson also managed 8 assists and 3 rebounds in his highest scoring performance ever at the Knicks' Madison Square Garden home. For more on these stories and for all the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Weather now, and after a significant drop in temperature overnight, we're just beginning to warm up, but there may be some icy patches still on the roads. The day will be dry and fairly cloudy with some times of sunshine. Temperatures-wise, we are currently around 3 degrees, rising to around 6 degrees later in the afternoon.